Decided by Default, and you're listening to Planet X here at 3CR every Thursday night at 11:30.
Yeah, that was the sound of Hot Licorice there by Dick Walter from the Ren and Stimpy production Music Volume 2. And my very honoured visitor to Planet X on Community Radio 3CR this week is Melbourne musician Kerry Simpson, who's been playing and releasing albums since the early 90s. Her music has been showcased on Chicago Radio and has received airplay in the US, Canada, Europe and in Australia. Author and music critic Andrew Masterson compared it to Patti Smith with a glass of scotch in one hand. Welcome to Planet X, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, thanks, Kerry. And now you'll be talking us through your brand new album, Fortune Favoured Me, by Kerry Simpson and the Prodigal Sons, who consist of yourself, Ben Grace, and on keyboards, Ron, how'd you say,
Tabateau
yeah. on guitar, Dean Addison playing bass, and drummer Mark Grunden.
Grunden.
Okay. The album's augmented by a plethora of guests, including Matt Walker, Charles Jenkins, Jeff Lang, and Andrew Pendlebury. Quite a musical lineup.
Quite a lot, yeah. I was very, very fortunate. I had an opportunity to record at 30 Mill Studios in Brunswick, and so I couldn't make up my mind what to do. So in the end, I just decided to do everything and get everybody in. So, and I always sort of think, I kind of hate albums that are just like a band just doing what they always do. So I always like to do something a little different. So I thought, well, if we all play together around the traps, why don't we just kind of capture some of that in the studio? So I sort of invited all these guests to come in and play. So every track has its own little character and its own little kind of style to it, depending on the guests.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, Melbourne's lucky. We've got some great musicians here, haven't we?
We have indeed. Yeah.
And, well, Kerry, before we listen to the first track, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like getting the album together and recording it?
Well, it sort of took a long time because everybody, everybody kind of has a life, really. But it was great. It was, basically, I just got the band and the core band into the studio, and then just invite a guest in, and we'd track a whole lot of stuff on the day, just sort of sometimes make it up on the spot, sometimes it was a little bit kind of organised beforehand. And then I'd take it away and kind of work on it, write lyrics, write melody, all that kind of stuff, and kind of mix it and put it all together later, arrange it, I guess. So, yeah, it was fun. I love doing that stuff.
Well, the first track is the title track of the album, Fortune Favoured Me, Charles Jenkins' song. How did you come to record this song?
Well, Charles and I have worked together in different gigs, you know, for a long time, and I've sort of had in mind to do this album, and I asked him if he had any songs, and because I'm a great, great fan of Charles Jenkins. I just love his songwriting. And so he sent me a CD with about half a dozen songs, and I just loved this one, so it had to be this one. And then I was fortunate he came in the studio and just kind of played on it, and I was kind of looking at singing it like as a kid or something, you know, coming from a blues sort of roots background. And Charles actually said, nah, sing it really straight and sing it high and sing it this and sing it that. And I was like, never sing like that. But anyway, it kind of came out real nice. So I got really, really, really happy with it.
I fell into your arms and fortune favored me. I fell into your arms and fortune favored me. And you got the saddest eyes that I ever hoped to see. I fell into your arms and fortune favored me. I needed the wild truth and a heart that would break for me. I needed the wild truth and a heart that would break for me. And you got the saddest eyes that I ever hoped to see. Fell into your arms and fortune favored me. Don't you remember the night before, when you had me crying from floor to wall to ceiling? Don't you remember the empty space, all the artifice stripped away? You got the saddest eyes that I ever hoped to see. Fell into your arms and fortune favored me.
Okay, so that was Fortune Favoured Me, the title track of my latest album. You're listening to 3CR and it's 11:40, just in case you need to know the time. The next song is a song I co-wrote with Jeff Atchison, and that's called, what is it called? One Time Round. It's a little song sort of based on a track Jeff actually wrote. He has a song where he mentions that kind of in the lyrics. So this is sort of based roughly on a situation in Jeff's life and my life. It's just a song about being on the road, really. So I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. just something I think about. When no light enters me, and I can tell by the way that you breathe, you're in a dream where I want to be. How many more times you gonna watch me leave? As I pack up my own guitar, I say I love you. I'll be back though next week. Couldn't love nothing more than me. Couldn't want for you more than you. Couldn't make a single when you. I've been living my life, living between you and my other heart. Some say it must be a lie. I'll let God down. I ain't never got no time. Seem like my life is just one long white line. I'll be back though. Couldn't love nothing more than me. Couldn't want for you more than me. Couldn't make a single note ring to. If I only got one time around, I'm gonna spend it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to 3CR. That was a track of Fortune Favoured Me by my good self, Kerry Simpson, and it's 11:45. The next track's a song I co-wrote with Jeff Lang, and I was just saying to Paul from Planet X, we were egging each other on in the studio, so it's a bit intense. So if you're if you don't want to hear anything really too loud, I'd just suggest you turn your volume knob down a little now. But if you're in the mood for a bit of releasing a bit of frustration, then turn it up, I guess. It's called Howl. ridden angst to that one. It's a song called How from the album Fortune Favoured Me. You're listening to 3CR and it's 11:49. Next song on the album is, if you don't know by now, it's a little bit of pop really, and it features Ron Tabatow and Jamie Faulkner on guitar. Just a little bit of song of, I don't know, a little song about unrequited love, I think. There you go.
I'm old enough to know that I shouldn't show what I'm thinking. I don't hold a game in hand, but I'm sure you understand why I'm not calling. And I barely dare to breathe when I fall asleep for fear of making some bloody fantasy that should be left buried in my garden. If you don't know by now, kiss me like you did when I wasn't thinking. Take me to the place, make my life taste like it's worth the drinking. It's not by accident that you catch me out. Staring, thinking about the nearest door, acting like a whore and not caring. I wanna be aware now, want you swollen, want you salty. In life so ironic, and in out of tonic, leave you wanting. If you don't know by now,
song called If You Don't Know By Now from the album Fortune Favoured Me, and you'll listen to Planet X on 3CR. It's a delightful 23 degree Melbourne night. And the next song we're going to well, hopefully this doesn't happen tonight, but this is a beautiful song written by Steve Cummings and Andrew Pendlebury, and written by two guys, but I've always thought it's just been like the most eloquent expression of angst, household stuck at home angst ever. So I decided I had to record my my version of it. She Set Fire to the House.
I push some buttons. Somebody opened up the door, and it was Monica, and Monica was mine forevermore. She said I can't be held responsible for all the guilt in this world. 7 years is enough. Set fire to
to the house. Watch the plant to the ground. House was in darkness. Wanna stay, it's all right. At your own. So keep your mouth shut, keep it bottled up inside your head. Love has disappeared, hope has vanished, all hope is dead. She set fire to the burn down. She set fire to the house, watched it burn down. A pretty flame burned into the night. Monica's face was snow white. If she was ever unfaithful to me, I didn't notice.